Welcome to Navigate the Day, a podcast where I share my personal journey of Stoic journaling. For 365 days, I will be exploring the teachings of Stoicism and how they can be applied to my daily life. This podcast is for anyone looking to find peace, happiness, and fulfillment in their lives. Join me on this journey as I navigate the ups and downs of life and strive to live with purpose and wisdom. Hello, friend, and welcome to Navigate the Day. It is June 1st, 2023. We are in the month of problem solving, which falls under the discipline of action. Our episode for today, 152. Always have a mental reverse clause. With that, I'll jump into our quote for today. Indeed, no one can thwart the purposes of your mind, for they can't be touched by fire, steel, tyranny, slander, or anything. Marcus Aurelius, Meditations 8.4. In this passage, Marcus Aurelius highlights the inner strength and resilience of the human mind. He suggests that the true power and purpose of one's mind cannot be easily influenced or hindered by external factors such as fire, steel, tyranny, slander, or any other form of adversity. Marcus Aurelius emphasizes the idea that external circumstances and challenges should not dictate or control the inner state of one's mind. Despite facing hardships or obstacles, one's thoughts, intentions, and principles remain under their own control. The mind, in its true essence, is capable of maintaining its purpose and staying steadfast in the face of external pressures. By acknowledging the inviolability of the mind's purpose, Marcus Aurelius encourages individuals to cultivate inner strength, resilience, and a steadfast commitment to their values and principles. He reminds us that we have the power to maintain our integrity, remain true to ourselves, and stay focused on our goals and aspirations, regardless of the challenges we encounter in life. So that leads us to today's journal prompt. Do I have a backup option in mind for all things? Regrettably, I do not have backup options in mind for everything. This is especially true of my past. I never really made a plan for when things go wrong, so when they do, I'm thrown off guard by the setbacks, rather than overcoming them or pivoting in a healthier way. In fact, the way Ryan Holiday worded some of the backup option examples in his book are rarely something I even consider. When a friend betrays me, I don't seek the lesson or try to forgive. I'm much quicker to resort to anger in this kind of situation. My anger actually got the better of me today. I put my foot through a wall. I didn't really mean to, it was just an impulse that I allowed. Now I'm just angry that there's a hole in my wall. So it obviously didn't solve anything. In the moment, it felt like a release. The aftermath took the euphoria away fast. Marcus is trying to explain how our plans and actions can be impeded by outside forces. Still, the mind can remain unwavering if we choose so. We can keep our mind clear and even have options in mind for when things do go wrong. Which I believe is why the first discipline was so heavily focused on perception. We have to cultivate a strong mindset in order to be able to handle the challenges that life throws at us. I'm not sure that I have done the greatest job of building up mental fortitude as it stands now. My houseboat still gets rocked to and fro whenever things get stormy. Why this is proving so difficult is beyond me. I still get shook up when things don't go according to my plan. And this is ridiculous because I am also pessimistic, so I should expect things to have delays or hiccups. Not having a backup plan for my employment has proven to be a thorn in my side. My finances have suffered due to my mental state, making it so hard for me to work. Of course, now that it has happened, there are some lessons to be learned from this. One being that I should prepare better for the future and any other problems that may come up along my path to progress. Walking away from my job for roughly 2 months would have been much smoother, with more money set aside for this. I didn't do enough research before going into my dental work, and this too caused more of an issue as time went on. At a certain point, I simply procrastinated and didn't make an appointment or call that I could or should have. So most of the problems I face are my own doing. Having mental backup plans is definitely something I need to work on, as I haven't put any real effort into it before. If I want to be self-reliant and have a resistance to external factors, I need to continue working on my mindset for when the inevitable struggles and hurdles present themselves. Preparing for the worst sounds negative, and I feel like that is why it is difficult sometimes. I don't want to think about things going wrong. I feel like it is natural to want things to go smoothly, so I'm not alone in this thinking. By having this outlook, and not acknowledging that things might not work out how I plan, leave me open to pain from failure that I didn't see coming. Being able to change my mind and pivot is a struggle for me. I feel defeated when my progress is impeded. Marcus Aurelius and Ryan Holiday are trying to point out that the mind retains the ability to redirect its path, and that my creating expectations of how I want the world or events within it to unfold is what's causing me grief. Building the mental fortitude to handle setbacks like reduced income or unexpected mental or physical health issues is much easier said than done. When I try to find inspiration or advice in the stories of others who have had a winning mindset, I realize how little I really have to complain about, and it makes me feel like I shouldn't be thinking so negatively in the first place, which in turn oddly makes me think in more self-deprecating ways, because I feel guilty for feeling sorry for myself in the first place. In my opinion, I should already have a strong mindset because my life has been hard because of my own decisions, not external factors. Feeling sorry for myself isn't going to solve any of my issues. In reality, I know that nurturing a resilient mindset is important and that I need to find better ways to deal with the stresses that come and go. No matter what else is stripped from me, my mind will still remain mine. This doesn't mean shutting off my emotions or being chill with despair and misery. It really just means I need to recognize that they do exist and find tools that are best suited for the job, ones which do not have as negative or harmful side effects, such as drinking or escapism. Keeping in mind that backup plans don't necessarily mean something elaborate or physical, and can include understanding lessons are in everything, and it's up to me to seek growth, no matter the circumstance. I think this is something that I will be able to accomplish with more dedication and commitment on my end. With that, I'm going to wrap things up for today. I'm eager to learn more about myself and develop new and unused skills alike. I need to remember to be patient, as progress does take time. Enjoy journaling, as it does help me to reflect daily, and everyone should try it out for a while at least. I feel good about getting these thoughts out, even when it is difficult or feels unhelpful. So thank you for taking the time to listen to me ramble. Stay safe, and until next time, I wish you the best, and know you can handle the worst. Peace and love, friend.